Hello and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 9. I'm your beautiful idiot, Alex Smith.
And I'm your ugly genius, James Keogh.
Nice.
It's a good balance we have here on this show.
We just finished rehearsal for our bubble-themed Evanescence cover band, Effervescence.
Good. Excellent. Great. Keep them coming. Keep all of this rolling. This is great.
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah, really good. I had some pods. Again, I've not eaten all day. All I've eaten is pods and sugar. So that's always good. How are you going?
I was going to say full of pods.
Hey!
I've had a large amount of pods.
Hooray! Pods for everyone.
It's a real podcast this episode. But that's the joke we always make. Like I thought I was being clever, but we always... Like,
oh, yeah, in the intro. The teaser one.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Podcast.
Podcast. Like, we've done that bit before.
Yeah.
And that's the reason you bring pods specifically, is because of the podcast.
And because I'm cute as fuck and a wonderful friend.
That much is also true.
I want you to find these things really special and fun.
I do.
I know. I have to buy your love. I'm scared you'll leave if there aren't pods.
It's all right.
That's only like a fifth true. I do it because I love you to bits.
There it is.
Yeah. So, we're listening to a song today.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. It's called Knock Me Down. Oh, I went through, again, I didn't say the genre for the other songs.
Right.
No Words was quaint.
Quaint is a genre?
You can make your own genres in iTunes.
Oh, you can just put a word in there.
Yeah, so I was like, quaint. I guess it.
This one is vase. Just like, all right, why not?
This Knock Me Down, the genre is awesome. I decided. And you know what? I think it's actually pretty good.
Is it awesome?
No, not awesome.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I think it's like the first song that actually sounds like a song.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
Which is interesting. How much should we say before the song starts? Or should we just leap on in?
Should we just dive on in?
Yeah. Mm. Well, this one's called Knock Me Down.
You said it before.
I was going to make a meme and I was like, I got nothing.
Oh, I see.
I got nothing. Everyone's listening.
all ears are on you.
Lend me your ears. No, take them back. I'm sorry.
I did not deserve your ears.
All right. This one's called Knock Me Down. That's what it would have been like if I said it properly. And I'll say it one more time. This one's called Knock Me.
This one's called Knock Me Down.
That's enough. I can't do it anymore. Don't have the strength to pick my heart up off the floor. Cause every time I do, you knock me down. I change myself in every way. So those three words I'd hear you say. But baby, ooh baby, you knocked me down. Oh, and baby, when you break my heart, you really go to town. I set 'em up and you knocked me down. Said baby, when you're breaking my heart, you really go to town. I set 'em up and you knock me down. I am going to lock the door. I'm not gonna fall in love anymore. Cause every time I do, you knock me down. It hurts enough to hear you love another, but when you say you love me like a brother, baby, those times they knock me down. Oh, and baby, when you break my heart, you really go to town. I set them up and you knock me down. Said, baby, when you're breaking my heart, you really go to town. I set them up and you knock me
Knock Me Down.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
I didn't mind it, yeah. It was good. It was like, see, when I was talking to you the first time and you were like, have you listened? And I was like, yeah, it was sad. And you were like, I don't think you've listened. But it's like, the subject matter is quite sad.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty sad, but like, it's a bop.
It is a bop, yes.
Okay, the reason I did that is because I suspected that James is a busy boy. And sometimes I think that he's just like, all right, I'm on my way to the thing. I'm going to chuck on the song. Sometimes.
Mm.
I don't think he's done that often or at all, many times at all. But
keep digging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the suspicion, I had the silly thought that he hadn't listened to it. And I thought he was going to fudge his way by being like, yeah, it's sad.
Liked the notes.
Yeah, because I think that's a pretty safe bet, like a pretty safe dart to throw at the Weimer song.
Sure.
Dartboard. Just like, yeah, it was pretty... pretty sad.
And with the title like Knock Me Down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's not going to be a...
Yeah, but...
It's not called Build Me Up.
No, it's true, Buttercup.
It's not
true.
Called Build-A-Bear.
James did listen to it. He was singing along
mm-hmm.
as we listened.
As we listened to the song.
So I guess I'm just a wrong and a bad friend. That's what I gleaned from this.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Thanks for listening.
What do you think?
I have good things and bad things, as always.
Please.
Do you want good things or bad things first?
I want good things.
Good things. All right. It actually sounds like a song.
Yeah.
For the first time, it actually sounds like a song. But that is mostly due to the chords. It's the Axis of Awesome. It's the four chords.
Four chords, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an interesting question of how much of songwriting is just good chords.
Is just like things that we already know are established.
Yeah, like I stumbled upon that, but that wasn't me being like, this is a thing I wrote. That's just like, this sounds pretty good. Mm. It's like, that sounded good regardless of you, Alex.
Yes,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know? But I guess chords are chords, you know? Like,
yeah.
If you stumble upon good chords, I guess you wrote good chords.
You can't like copyright chords, can you?
You can't own music, man.
You
don't own music. Except you can in a court of law. Copyright claims are a big issue.
Very much so.
Yeah. I think, not to go on a tangent, but the whole thing about like stealing the vibe of a song is pretty bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think considering that the person who got fucked by that was Robin Thicke, I don't
know. Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, like, he stole the vibe of this Marvin Gaye song. It's like, I don't hear it, but he is an asshole. No, so right. Like, go
yeah.
for it. You know, I think that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because like we're all inspired by music we listen to.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like that's a bad door to open legally. Just like, huh, this jazz sounds like this other jazz song. You're all sued forever. No more jazz.
All jazz is sued.
Yeah.
Did this have any inspirations?
It was, I just learned how to play, not just learned, when I learned how to play the piano, writing for the piano was really hard.
Okay.
Because you're like, all right, this is the chord, but what do I do with this rhythmically?
Yeah.
You know? Like some people do like beautiful arpeggios and like they play, you know, different, you know, like really nice patterns.
Sure.
And like the patterns make sense within the rhythm of the song.
Yeah.
But I wasn't at a point where I knew how to do that and I still am not great at that.
Hmm.
I think the closest I ever got to writing a piano part that wasn't just like chords is Where I'm Going.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, it's very simple and not great. But I learned how to play Let It Be by the Beatles.
Ah, nice.
And I was like, oh, you can just kind of like rock the chord from like, you know,
because
there's three notes and you can do two and three and then just bounce back onto one. So you're like, B, A, B, A, B, A, B.
It's like
B, A, B, A, B,
Mad
A,
World.
A, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, that kind dun, of thing. And dun, you get a sense of movement and you feel that there's a chord happening, but you don't have to be like particularly smart
dexterous
about it. Yeah. So this was, cause that's how I played every song that I wrote on this album.
Right.
By that kind of like rocking back and forth,
yeah,
the chord thing. And playing the bass note with my left hand, one finger just being like, bam, 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 bam. Because it's hard to play the piano, when, you know.
And hard to play the bass.
And hard to play the bass. But so I guess Let It Be by the Beatles
was
inspired
the
this.
Direct inspiration.
Yeah. And I guess just like rock songs in general. This one is a bit closer to what I actually wanted my music to sound like.
Sure.
It's very frustrating when you're trying to be like, I want to write music like this. Why doesn't it sound like this?
Right.
This actually started to sound like how I wanted. And then I stray immediately away from it and my music becomes garbage again. this sounds a bit more modern day Wymus.
Yeah.
I think the verses are a bit nothingy.
Nothingy? In terms of what, lyrically or
melody wise?
I did pick, like, it was kind of, I don't want to say plain, but like,
no, it's plain.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I couldn't off the top of my head verse melody or whatever. Yeah.
The chorus melody is pretty good. I will say, young Alex had a good ear for hooks.
Mm.
Like, I write pretty good hooks, which I feel stand up pretty well nowadays. But verses, fuck, so bad. Also, like the hook is the, not necessarily like the melody or anything of the chorus. It can just be like, it's just the interesting thing that hooks your ear.
Right.
So I assume you know this, but this is just for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
It can be like a lick on the guitar before something, or just like an interesting like vocal thing, like, and then like the chorus comes in and you're like, hey, that's interesting. So it doesn't have to be like the chorus.
It's just like the standout piece.
Yeah, just some interesting
simply
thing.
The best. It's like, all right, cool.
Now we're sued, James.
Yeah, because I did it exactly right. So in the background, a police siren just started because I sang simply the best. And Tina Turner is driving the police van. She's like, get them, boys.
Good. No, that's in Things to Mention, not Good Things. I was like, that's not a good thing. Should we wait for the
can it be picked up
cast
on the mics then? No.
All right, you can't hear it, but there's a lot of cops going by.
They really did not want me to sing that song.
She'll be right, probably. Clever lyrics on the chorus.
Clever lyrics on the chorus.
Very country.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's a good thing. I think it sounds a little bit country because of the twangy guitar, but what I meant by very country is country songs have... I know that everyone gives country like a bad rap, but it's so clever. So much country is so clever and so sassy, and they're so good at being like, just like really good turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Like there's one where it's like... when was the last time you made love like the first time? And it's like, damn.
And they just like sit on that. Like that, like they do that line and it's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, or like they have sweet chorus endings. Like, I can't remember who, but there's this there's a lady country singer and she sings this whole thing, and the end of the chorus is, did I shave my legs for this?
Oh wow.
And it's like, get him.
Yeah.
Or
that's good.
Fuck. There's a song I really like and I can't find. I wanted to send it to Hannah Flannery because I was like, you're going to fucking love this. And basically it's someone talking about, it's trying to make like, oh, it's someone who's trying to make plans with someone.
Mm.
And they're like, well, basically you kind of fucked me around like a lot and you broke my heart. So I'm trying to like find some time, push things aside. How about never? Does never work for you?
Damn.
Like,
love that so much.
Like whenever I listen to like a banger fuck you country song in the car, I'm always like, ha, yes, like out loud. It's so good. It's not nearly as good or like clever as that, but I just like the whole thing of like, I set them up and you knock me down. It just felt like, it's not nearly as clever of those. I really built it up too much, but I like that thing.
It's a good convention. Yeah, and I assume it's about bowling.
I get bowling, but it isn't. But no, I just think it's clever.
No, it's good.
Yeah. Did you want to say a thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very like dramatic.
Oh.
I mean,
as in like over dramatic or like
engaging? It's like it's just the stakes are very high.
Hmm.
Where this person continuously breaks your heart. She really goes to town. Like, this is no holds barred. Like, she fucks you up.
She fucks me up.
Continuously, because you keep setting him up. she keeps knocking him down. Who is she?
I actually don't remember. I feel like it was about the singer of my band, which is odd because I don't remember having this enormous crush on this person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think so. Because I've written a few songs about her. I think I was in a musical time in my life. I was locked in a hotel for like a month or so. And I had nothing to do but write. I think I was feeling really writey. So I think I had like a crush on her for like a month, like a solid month. And I think I just wrote a bunch of songs about this person.
Yeah. You can like hear the isolation. It's like, I'm going to lock the door. I'm not going to fall in love anymore. Just like you being this recluse in your hotel room.
Yeah, fucking God. You know what else you can hear? The fucking fish tank.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I'm right next to this aquarium. I'm glad the aquarium survived the storm. But yeah, like there's like a filter that's just like in the background. That, or maybe it's an artifact thing because, yeah. Oh no, it wouldn't be that because I didn't record too hot. Basically, you know when you have like a bad rip of like a YouTube song and then it sounds kind of like they're underwater?
Yeah.
That's like artifact stuff and stuff. What I did here is the noise floor is very loud. And if you imagine... can't think of a visual thing for this. If you just imagine the floor, yes. And then you imagine that you've got like a table,
okay.
And like the top of the table, and you're like, all right, so I want to record this table.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, I want, this is a terrible analogy.
No, keep going. You've hooked me.
I was going to say, if you want to lift up the table so it's higher,
yeah,
you unintentionally bring up the floor with the table. Which doesn't make any fucking sense. And I was like, oh, I see I'm a dingus and an idiot. I see both at the same time. Rare, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
I think I understand, though. Because the silences,
yeah.
When you want to bring up the noise, you're also bringing up the silence, yeah. Which causes artifacts.
So some people think that if you record too loud, then you get fuzz.
Mm.
There are people on YouTube who try to teach you how to do things. But a lot of them, a concerning amount... tell you the wrong thing intentionally. They're like, you know, I've got a lot of competition. I've got to keep some of the secrets
to myself.
No
way.
Yeah, my lecturer told me that, and it sounds like I'm ripping him off, but I also knew and thought this.
That's scary.
Well. But yeah, it is scary. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But basically, there's a guy who's like, in this digital age, they say that, you know, we don't need to record as loud as we can anymore. That's an analog thing. Like, no, you do, because... people think if you record loud, then it's like you get more distortion and the quieter it is, the better it is.
Like it peaks and,
yeah.
You know.
But the reason that you record loud is so that you can then turn it down and then all the like the kind of gets quieter.
Right.
And you can like have the volumes. Whereas if you record very quiet, if you want to turn it up, that becomes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Which is the noise floor, which is what's happening here. I'm recording too quiet.
Ah.
So there's a lot of noise and you can hear the fish tank. Which is why when I stop singing, like you hear this really big silence.
Yeah.
And then when I start, it's like, and then I start singing again. That was a long, potentially boring tangent.
No, I dug it.
But I think educational, hopefully.
Something about a table.
Yeah, something about a table.
Something about a table.
That was the stupidest metaphor I could have
You're
picked
usually
to describe
so
that.
Good. You're usually so spot on, like on a dime with your metaphors.
I'm not sure if you're being sarcastic.
This is true. This is absolutely, yeah. I've noticed this.
Thank
where
you.
Like, you'll just pull something out of nowhere. Like, you'll be like talking about a thing and you'll be like, it's like Mount Rushmore. And like the faces are, it's like, cool, okay, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a thing I feel about songwriting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not blessed with a huge vocabulary.
Mm.
And I think because I'm not good with the words, I need to find more direct ways to explain my ideas.
Numbers. Yeah.
And as a result, I have like metaphors.
Yeah.
You know, which is sad in a lot of ways, but as a songwriter, it's very
it's
useful.
It's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say about?
I wanted to talk so much about the words like a brother.
Oh, yes.
I just want to talk so much. Like, there's not really much to discuss. I just want to point it out.
yep.
and laugh at you.
No, that's fair. It's very... I don't know why I chose to speak it.
It's so country, though. Like, it's like...
Like brother.
Like brother.
Oh, it's so country when you explain it like that.
The part of the song is, it hurts enough to hear... It hurts enough to hear you love another, but when you say you love me, like a brother. Like everything sung, and then like a brother.
And then nothing is spoken again.
No.
I also love it because it's another case of like, help, women keep wanting to be my friend.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Oh, poor Alex.
Oh, God. I was going to say like, I hate my young self. And it's like, that's not a new thing.
One thing I really do like about this song, I feel like in this one is really where you nail like the harmonies and stuff. Like
yeah.
Both you and another you talking at the same time or singing at the same time.
As in like the timing?
Yeah. Like, you know, it kind of, in other songs it was like, blah, 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 blah.
I think it's because I only have one other voice.
Yeah.
I think it's because I normally have like three other voices in the ones.
You try to go like a full like this, band.
This one isn't doing like incredible, it's a bit better.
It does what it does well.
Yeah.
Which is having this second voice come in and do another part of the melody.
I think I was also, it's an art form writing backing vocals. I still really struggle with it. Mm. And I often be like, hey, Benedict Braxton Smith in New York, am I committing any like choral faux pas here? And he'll be like, yes, give it to me. But a thing I found is if you were listening to like a song that has strings in it, sure. Not like an orchestra piece, but just like a song that happened to have strings, the strings and like the trumpets and horns usually sing what the harmony would sing.
Mm. Like kind of the Baroque pop sort of... The Beatles did a lot like Eleanor Rigby and like where it would just be a bunch of strings and trumpets and shit.
Yeah, kind of. Like, because they often fill the empty space.
Yeah.
And they pad out behind, so they'll be like...
Yeah.
And then they do like a pad kind of thing.
Sure.
And I think that's the point. Every instrument, vocal is king. As we know from Nick O'Donnell, mm-hmm. every instrument should be like supporting the vocal, and there is time to play, but it's in between. And I think this is me learning, like, you, while it's fun to have stuff doing a lot of things, there is a time to do it, and it's not when the vocal is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You can match like the rhythm of the vocal, but and like you can play with the pitch. But yeah, you don't want to be fucking around polyrhythms with your own harmonies. That's not the right. I feel like this is a boring thing for me to be saying, so I'm gonna bail from it.
I'm hooked.
Hook. We talked about the popular movie.
That wasn't I was referencing the film Hook.
I think this is the first song where I actually sing in my register.
Oh, good.
I go up the chorus at the end.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that voice was like, baby, that's the backing vocal.
Right.
And you're like, the backing vocal sounds much better than the lead. Why didn't he sing the whole song that high? And I was at work recently and I was singing it and I was like, it's because it's too high.
Yeah.
Because if it stays up there for the whole song, it gets too high. But no, it's that's me. When you play and write songs, like have a sing around and just see where feels comfortable and where sounds good. Because oftentimes you just kind of sing in the key that you know how to play.
Right.
And it's important to just, you know, explore with your voice. Find out what your vocal register is. There are things on YouTube where you can like sing this note up to this note. If you are this note to this note, then you are this voice type.
Mm.
And that's an important thing to know.
Knowing your range.
Yeah, it's much easier to write songs if you're like, I'm going to fuck with the key of G from now on, you know, like this is where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
G's a good key for baritones like me.
Ah.
So that's my list of good things. Nice. I also have bad things and things to mention.
Oh boy. I can't wait.
What do you want to listen to now as a choose your own adventure,
friendo? Oh no. Too much choice. Let's go bad things.
Let's. It is whiny as fuck.
Yes. Correct.
So whiny. I don't actually know. Zane commented, were you sick when you recorded this? And I might have been. I wouldn't put it past me to record a song sick and then release it to my friends and family as just a bad performance. Just that. I'm going. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll send that.
Sounds, oh, yeah.
Cut, copy, print. There's a thing which I was hoping I'd be able to talk about. Yoda singing.
Yoda singing?
Yeah, it's a real problem in beginner songs. Okay. And I don't know why, where it's like, I think it's because you know what you want to say and you accidentally find yourself in the first half of a rhyme. And so
I think I know what this is.
Yeah, where it's
this
like,
is something I notice a lot, but never had a term for.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
you're just trying to like shift the words around, where you're singing a thing that you'd never say in real life.
Yeah.
But you, and it was like
the example here is I changed myself and everywhere. So those three words I'd hear you
yeah,
say.
Yeah,
like that's not a way people speak. But that is yeah. For some reason, that's a thing that like a lot of beginning.
I've really noticed it. Like
it's weird.
I'm so glad there's an actual term for that because
that's just what I call it. Like I don't know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like it irks me when it's like just
it's one of those things. It's like a thing you don't think about, but it's like a definite amateur kind of like I am new to this.
Yeah,
new to this I am. Weird. It's an odd phenomenon. I don't know why it happens, but yeah. It's just a thing that a lot of people do. So if you're writing songs and you find yourself being like, and loving you is what I do. Like, I mean, I guess that one kind of works.
That one's all right.
Or it's like, want to travel far away and hold your hand, I might someday. Like, that's yeah. the thing people do.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm gonna write that down.
It's gold. It's gold.
No, Yoda singing. Keep an eye out for it. I feel like I'm so, I have a sore back.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm bringing a real kind of like retired coach, bringing the like the little league light. All right, Yoda singing. Watch out for it. Well, you want the good things or the bad things? All right, the good things, it's all right. It sounds like the Beatles. That's all good. Ah, my back. Like, I think I'm bringing this weird, grumpy kind of like bang, bang, bang sort of energy
that
to this.
That's good. I like it.
For my back is very sore. Because I'm old and that's the thing I have to deal with now. If you've ever seen me at a gig, I guarantee the next night, the next morning, I've woken up and been like, oh, all of my joints, my neck. Because I found an old photo of me, a Snapchat I sent to someone, and it was like, my name is Alex, and I'm here to say I fucked my neck at my gig last night. I was like, I fucked my neck at my gig last night? How long have I been fucking my neck at gigs? How old am I? All right, well, that's all my bad things.
That's all the bad things.
We kind of... And there is the whole thing of like, you just want to be my friend and I'm upset.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. We've, like, do we tackle these head on every time?
It's
I'm
an Alex
garbage?
Mainstay at this point. Like, yeah. It's like, I'd be more upset if there wasn't an allusion to the fact that
you. It doesn't seem to be gross. I stay gross for a while. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying.
You're not gross now.
I mean, you haven't seen me be gross. I don't feel like I've been gross for a long time, but like at what point, you know? Because this is like, this happened. This is my history, you know?
True.
Like these songs are all a thing I said at one point, you know?
Yeah,
like
when the thing you thought.
Can people just not be gross anymore or is it always there?
I mean, it's what do you define as gross?
Sexism.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, good. All right. Well, I'm glad you have a good baseline of what isn't gross, and that informs who you are today.
I feel like I'm bringing a bit too much Alex Smith to this, and I should be snapped back into Wymus.
Bah.
Basically, when I was writing this song, I something. Oh, we're all gonna die.
No, that was
day.
Pure Wymus. Right?
Oh man,
Wymus, sorry. And hit him with the Alex Smith at the end.
But no, that's my last one. It's just gross. Yeah. But yeah. They're all pretty bad for a while. But that's what it's about, right? It's about looking at
confronting that
who you were and acknowledging that it was bad. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know who this was about. Well, I do know who it was about. I'm not sure because like I seem to be very invested.
Like you very much so.
So melodramatic. I'm like, I'm not even gonna fall in love anymore at the age of 16. I'm done. But oddly,
and he never did.
Yeah. Well, oddly enough, like while things seem to be going pretty okay with me, romantic wise, anything to tape forever. But I feel like as an adult, I was like, I feel you, young Alex. You know, sometimes you just get knocked down and you're like, you're fucked. You're like, I'm done for a while.
Fair.
I'm not really looking for anything for like a while, you know? Like,
young, like he had to take time for himself.
Yeah. I fucking hate you, young Alex. God damn.
He's a good kid. Give the kid a break.
Also, the last bit.
In the dead of night
when there's no one else around.
Yeah.
I know that I wrote that because I liked the baby in the dead of night when there's no one else around. I liked that.
Mm.
But then the phrase, I set him up and you knocked me down, sounds like I'm jerking it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not get that?
I mean,
it isn't what I meant. It's
right.
Just, I just feel like it sounds
you
like that.
You could read into that way.
It upsets me a lot. And I'm like, how could I not see how that could have been misinterpreted? And like, I feel like that's like one of the only ways you could interpret it. I don't know. I don't like it. Well, what did you think it meant?
Oh, I just kind of thought it was babble, you know, where it was just kind of like, you wanted
just kind of talking.
Just saying those words. Like you said, where it was just kind of like, I liked these two lines.
I mean,
just
that
put them in there.
That is why I did like the two lines.
So it's,
I thought you credited me with more intention in my songs. Like, he's probably just fucking flapping the lips at this point.
You were.
I mean, I was. You gotta.
And you created an accidental masturbation joke, so that's where that got you.
I just wanted to get it before you got it. But I've outed myself. It wasn't about masturbation. I just feel like it sounds like it. The solo.
Yeah.
I
quite liked it.
Thank you.
I mean, it was very much a MIDI.
Yeah, it was. But in true Alex Smith wanted an Easter egg, it's the Cat and the Fiddle.
Oh.
The rhythm of the Cat and the Fiddle.
Oh, cool.
Hey, little, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon.
Is that really the tune of that?
Left to see such fun, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Not the song, but the rhythm.
Oh, okay.
It's the words to Hey Diddle Diddle.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be cool. And it's a bit cool.
It's good.
It's all right. It's like, meh.
Meh.
That's a thing you did.
I mean, it's not relevant.
Yeah. I feel like this is the only time anyone's ever going to ask about the
sure,
song.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a thing. I've said all my notes.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Oh, dang.
What are we going to do? How much time we got left? 5 minutes? Oh, that's all right. Well, we can just have fun with it now.
Yeah.
We had to get the formal stuff. We've done all the hard stuff. I can tell you about my story.
Oh, you did have a story at the intro.
Do you want to talk about the song a bit more?
All right, let's see.
Because I really feel like I just grabbed the mic, was like, here's the stuff. My back hurts. I'm going to bum everyone out for a bit. And then I handed it back.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. Okay. What are your notes?
I love this. Actually, like my note was like, harmony is good.
Thank you.
Other than that, the thing being quite dramatic and like sad. Like when I think maybe the reason I thought it was really sad is because I was listening to it quite hungover. And in my room with the blinds closed in my bed.
We both had a very big night last night. I had 5 little fat lambs.
You did.
Which is over 10 standard drinks.
That
and
is.
It was like, I was there for like 2 hours. It was a bad time. It was a good time.
It was a great time.
But I hit a point where my body was like, you have performed a mistake. And I need you to see why that was a mistake.
We can't keep doing this. Yeah.
I got very drunk in the ride home.
It was great.
But yeah,
I kind of came at it with this attitude of like, for that brief moment, I was 16-year-old Alex.
Really?
Not really.
Well, which part? Which part?
Where it was just like, it's like this whole idea of like, you break my heart and you really fuck me up.
You go for
it. And I keep setting them up and you keep knocking me down. But you just told me it was a bop, and it is a bop. But like, it's not a. I'm not going to hear this in the club, is it?
No, you won't hear many of my songs in the clubs.
No, comparatively, I would hear Amazing in the club. I would seek out a club that plays
Amazing. We don't talk about that unless people vote for it to be the one that we fix. Does this mean that Knock Me Down is my first song that might not be absolute garbage? Because you say that you like you got an emotional response. It's not the worst thing in the world.
When I say I got an emotional response, I just mean that like I understood the the tone.
Well, that's all right as
which
well.
Which is, again, yeah.
Getting my feelings across.
It was a good song.
I didn't fucking feel anything, Alex. Don't you no, think yeah. that? I just got what you were feeling, you feely
little sad boy. There's a bit where you're like, and you knock me down, 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 down. But it's the word down that you sing at the end that you've just like repeated, right?
Yeah.
You've just copy-pasted.
I didn't know how to... I think I probably didn't know how to...
Didn't know how to say the word down over and over again?
No, I probably...
Yeah. Down, down, down.
I probably... Okay, if you were going to do that, you could be like, down, 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 down. And that'll sound good in the mic, probably.
Nah.
Wait, Zane, did it sound good in the mic? Yeah, he's giving me the face.
All right.
I'd say what happened is that you can, like Nick was saying, you can snap the delay to like certain times.
Right.
But I was using GarageBand and I was an idiot. So I didn't really know how to do that. But what I would have done, because if you do it for the whole track, then it's like, baby, 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 when, and it gets really like, so I would have just done down and then attached it to that file.
Yeah.
A weird take of down as well. It doesn't, it's like, you knock me. Down, down, down. It's like very clearly two takes.
Yeah.
And they don't sound similar at all. Oh, God.
Tell me your story.
My story. So I was going to say a story at the intro because we like to have a bit of fun in the intro.
Yeah.
Before we get to the real nitty gritty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot that my story was... I have worked many jobs. I don't want to say where the story is from because I don't like to get sued.
Mm.
However, I was at a job where I found myself pushing trolleys.
Okay.
And I walked... You look at me like that. I walked into the center where I was pushing trolleys and it was really hot day. It was very, very hot. It was insanely hot. So when I walked into the aircon, I was like, oh, and I like threw my head back and like had my eyes closed and did the whole like, oh fuck yeah, like that kind of, you know,
yeah,
because I was pushing trolleys for like 5 hours.
Sure.
You know, like it's a hard, you know, you're out in the damn sun and yeah. then you come into like the icy cold and you're like, oh fuck yeah. However, at the same time, because I walked in, the bakery right next to the entrance had cooked something delicious because in my top five lists of like, I can't remember what I called it, but it's pretty much like five reasons to stick around with your man, Alex Smith. And it was like baked goods smell yeah. great, which is, can we all agree that like when people make like reasons to keep on living, freshly baked stuff is often high up. So thank you, bakers.
There you go.
Because like
they're doing a good yeah, service.
The majority of people who are like, you know, what is good to be thankful for? Oh, puppies. And like, baked goods
yeah.
is often, people talk about how much the smell of fresh baked
100%.
Bread. It smells really good. Thanks, yeah. bakers. We salute you. And also sober drivers, because we're supposed to salute them too. I just don't want to have to do two separate salutes. I figured if I was saluting, I'd like loop them in as well.
Sure.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I don't have a lot of time. I can't be saluting left, right, and center. So I came in and I smelt some fantastic baked goods. I believe it was cookies, if you were wondering.
Uh-huh. Whilst also exhaling orgasmically.
Yeah, so I was doing but I inhaled and I smelt that something delicious was happening. And so I had this big excited face on and I was looking for the source of it. So if you can imagine those two happening at the same time, I'm sorry that you're not going to get this at home. But James, I did this when I walked in. And I looked to the right to find the source. And so this poor bake lady just saw me walk in through the door and go, and look at her.
Dead eye.
Eyeballing her. And I was like, oh God, that must have been so embarrassing. What must I have looked like? So, and it was like later on, like as in like a few meters later, because I was like, oh, okay. So I can't look at that person ever again for the rest yeah. of my shift. I fucked everything. Okay. And so I was like, what must have I looked like? So I did it again, looking into the mirror, as in like the window.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, and I was like, oh, that looks terrible. And then we fucking pull focus to reveal that the real estate agent on the other side of the glass saw me do it again. So I did the same creepy face to two people in the space of like a minute. And it was so fucking embarrassing. And like, you know, that gif of like the dude at the computer and he's like, yeah. I'm okay. And yeah, it was like, that's one of those things for me. It's just me making that fucking...
Just this guy walking through yeah. the girls. Every person he meets just,
It's such a creepy face. It was the worst thing. I sound so whiny. Oh, I just think about it like too much. It really cringes me out. So that was my story that I wanted to say at the start.
Oh, that's so good.
You look like you have tears.
That's great. This one time I walked into, this reminded me of this story, where I walked into Woolworths and you know how there's like the self-service at Woolworths?
Yeah.
Obviously. And this was a few years back and I was quite young. And so I walk into the Woolies and I need some cash out, I'm pretty sure. And so I was like, all right, cool. I'll walk up to the register and I'll get some cash out. And I walk up and because the layout of that Woolies was you could walk up and there was like a register just there. You could get that's where the cigarettes were and stuff, and you can get cash out there. And so that was gone, but I didn't know that. And so I walk up and what there is the backside of all the self-service stuff with a that kind of stops like all the registers. Like at like shoulder height,
mm-hmm.
and so you can see people over the top. What I saw was a woman who did not work there, but who was wearing a green shirt.
Oh my God.
And so she was unloading her groceries into the register, which I did not see because I just saw the back of this kind of zone. And I walk up to this poor woman who's just minding her business. And I go, yeah, hey, can I? Yeah, how you going? She goes, oh, hi. Okay, hey, can I just get $50 out, please? She kept the fucking... And she's just this shopper who's standing there. She goes, no, I think you mean to like go to a register or something. I'm like, yeah.
Oh
my God. She's like, no, this is the... And I notice and I'm like, oh, sorry.
That's the fucking stupidest thing. That's very good. I like that. All right, I felt embarrassed, but I think we're on an equal...
Yeah, I talked to a person. You just made silly faces at people.
We are an equal dingus level. Oh, that was very good. Oh, my skin is clear and my bank account is full. Thank you.
Oh, anytime.
I think we've done this one.
Yeah, right.
See, I have a fear that when my songs hopefully get better, we're not going to be able to talk about them anymore.
That's the thing, but what we will do is be able to just talk to each other.
And isn't that the real
like
treasure?
we can just have a good conversation with each other.
Well, my high school friends in Japan who are listening, I didn't go to high school in Japan. I lived a long life. My high school friends have gone to Japan because they're living an adult life and I'm wasting mine. No, I love music. The music isn't the wasty part of it.
Is it the podcast? Cool. No, I'll
oh,
just...
no. Oh, it's so bad. My friends in Japan,
yes.
They listened to the last Us episode.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, I didn't like the last bit. You were very self-indulgent and it was boring to listen to. It was bad to listen to.
Dang.
Yeah. But... That's one guy, so maybe it's fine. That's all I got.
I love so much of this. I like the bit where you're calling out your friend.
I'm not calling out my friend. Was that calling out?
You tell us, friend in Japan.
Oh, he will. Because he's one of the few kind people who have been like, yeah, I liked this episode for these reasons. Like
that's
every
true.
Episode.
Yeah, you don't want people to be like, oh, I loved it all and it was all perfect.
Which is
like,
lucky because we haven't had anyone say that.
We all have people who respect us enough to tell us when we're waffling on.
Yeah. I really liked when we were just having some fun.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we would.
Yeah, right?
I
get told we have good chemistry.
I hear that as well.
There you go.
Did I tell you the moment I decided to have a podcast with you?
Tell me.
Because I was always, as I do, barreling forward in life and thinking of a million big projects.
Of course.
And constantly sizing people up as to whether they will benefit me or whether I should cut them away.
Yes.
And I was having a nice dinner with you on New Year's Day. No, breakfast with you.
On New Year's Day.
Yeah, and we were just... I can't remember. We were just bantering about something just over breakfast. I think it was because we had like a slight audience because it was after a party and like
Nat Cal
and some people, some other people there.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of like, rice bubbles, eh? And it's like, yes, you've passed my secret test. You will be my podcast co-host. And then we went away and made it happen.
And away we were going, and we did that.
At episode 9, I do think it's time to talk about the origins of
how
we decided to start this podcast that has 9 episodes to date.
It's time you all got the backstory.
People are wondering.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing it for a while.
Who am I?
It has been a while.
Yeah, right.
I always want to be like, this thing happened in my life, but it's so long between episodes that I worry it's going to be like, how's that thing? And it's like, oh, that didn't pan out.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
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 You know, because it's not quite frequent enough to be like,
it's like if I one episode was like, yeah, I just got this new pet hermit crab.
Yeah.
And like,
how's Hermie?
So let's get to the song.
He found a new shell. Heaven. But you know, a worry that I have is do people really love? No. A worry that I have is that once the songs hopefully stop being laughably terrible, then people are going to be like, I didn't come here to actually learn. I came here to laugh at this dingus.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, what if they're not? I guess like the guest songs will continue to be.
That's true.
But like, that could be improved upon.
I don't know. Maybe we can do updates on our own, like on your current day.
Maybe.
And it's just, we just chat about what's going on in our lives. That'd be cute.
It would be cute.
Do you ever just forget that you're in a podcast?
All the time. That's what makes it so good.
Yeah.
And then the audience are like, those fuckers, they've forgotten. Now I'm eavesdropping.
I'm wasting valuable time.
No, it's great. It's like, now I'm actually hearing their real conversation.
But there's also that like thing of like, everything I say is
immortalized forever. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's like
ice skating
at night.
It's like, okay.
In what way?
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Right.
Slippy and cold.
So I've ice skated a few times.
Yes.
I have this recurring Instagram joke that I do where whenever I go ice skating, we'll all just like, you know how there's like food, there's like that warm area that's like that canteen, basically. And so we will all grab food and I'll take a photo of whoever I'm with and I'll say, my favorite part of ice skating, the part where I didn't ice skate. And I've done that at least like 3 times. It's very funny.
I agree.
At the James Keir is my Instagram. And so what I'll do is when I'm actually ice skating, because I'm bad at it, right? But if I'm just like not thinking about it and I'm like just moving forward and keeping with the momentum, like I'm doing good. But it's when I like look down and I'm like, whoa, I'm dying. It's when I fall on my bottom.
Like Cornelius Robinson. Moving forward.
Yes. Okay, good. I was like, this is a Meet the Robinsons reference, but I don't remember an ice skating portion of that movie.
You want to watch No Ride There, man?
Yeah,
it's all a metaphor for ice skating.
Of course.
And I think, that's with guests as well. When they start to chill out and just have a conversation, that's when the best
It's the thinking happens. About it that like psychs you out.
Thank you for listening, listener. Like, this is pretty self-indulgent.
If you've come this far.
Just having a chat. Like, we talked about the song, what more do you want from us? Fuck. It sucked and, you know.
Like, it didn't even suck, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, because when I started this, I was like, it's genius. If I'm going to be a fucking cringy, mentally ill fucking dingus, then I'm going to monetize this shit and laugh my way to the bank.
Naturally.
If I can't help but be insanely embarrassing, I might as well, like, create a show about how embarrassing I am. And, like, that way you get the crowd that is laughing at you and the crowd that's laughing with you. But, you know, you lose, like, 50% of the crowd if you stop being shit.
Wow.
Right? But I have a theory because I'm writing... I haven't outgrown a lot of these things.
Sure.
For example, the last Us episode, when I was talking about how I wanted to introduce the song with a cowboy voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck am I thinking? What the fuck am I thinking? I'm so sure of it and I still want to do it. But there's a voice in my head that's like, remember your past and all these ideas that you were so sure is a good idea? What are you thinking? You know?
Yeah. You're still you after all these years. I'm still me. And it's great. And that's what makes you great.
No, I only started being good because I stopped being me. I started doing good stuff. But like,
I don't want you to be boring, Alex Smith.
You're boring, Alex Smith. That's what my wife will say. So like Thriller, they wrote 100 songs-ish and they picked 10, which is why every song on that album is a fucking banger.
Mm.
Because it's the songs that you don't write that make you good at writing.
Yeah.
Hey, no, nice. Wait. It's the songs you do write. God damn it.
That's all right. You almost got there.
But like I was so sure. I was like, oh, this next album is going to be a concept album. It's going to be 10 tracks. And like, I've been writing a lot of music, but now that I've kind of removed myself, I'm like, this doesn't need to be a concept album. And you know, that's a tricky thing. I would love to write a concept album or a musical, but when you have a story that needs to be told, it means that like, this song isn't a banger, but it's necessary.
But it's necessary for the plot or for the, you know, yeah.
Whereas an EP is like banger, 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 banger. I only picked bangers, you know. It costs like $1,000 to record each song. They have to be bangers.
Right.
Like, whereas on a concept album, it's like, this one's a bit shit.
It's the one you have to get through.
Yeah. And I think maybe I was too close to it. And I think I'm glad that I have some time away. Maybe I won't be doing a concept
album. Can you do a country album?
I feel like a lot of my music is country already. Let Me Off My Chain, you think is metal? Country, baby.
Fooled ya.
Guilty is quite country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
In fact, people, I think a lot of my music is country because it's very story-based.
That's
I just
true.
Trick people.
What is like country?
Me, the fucking voice on country music.
Yeah.
I think it's story-based. It's story-based.
Does it have to come from the country?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a mindset. I think it's an intention.
Does it have to, how many tractors does it have to mention?
I reckon 20.
20 at least.
In the first verse.
Yeah.
And then you can have less tractors in the following verses.
That's why the start of Guilty is like, my 20 tractors.
I and then sit on my tractors.
And then the rest of Guilty.
Yeah. Because if you establish tractors in the start, the audience is already thinking of tractors, so you don't have to have as many.
Sure, just but like also Chekhov's tractors, you have to bring them back at the end.
Always, always. That's why the end of Guilty is just like, and then like 30 minutes are like, what a bit. I forgot what we were talking about.
Thanks so much for listening.
Oh, is that the end? Just decide that it's the end? I had shit to say.
Oh, please.
I didn't have shit to say. I just don't like you. You know when you're in the shower and someone's like, and you're reaching for the turn off knob and someone's like, get out of the shower. And you're like,
no.
Oh, no.
I will not.
Have a long shower now.
I refuse.
I might be clean, but I'm wet. I nothing.
But I get to decide.
Yeah. I don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Nobody tells me what to do.
Oh, John Mulaney, where'd you get in here?
I was trying to go for Pete Holmes.
Oh.
John Mulaney would be better than anything I could do. I'm sorry. So I was having a shower the other day.
There it
and
is.
Nobody tells me what to do.
There it is.
Not my best. Zane is, do you want to cancel this podcast? Are we just fucking, are we?
They've got a new dog podcast coming in. So
new
like,
dog cast.
We don't. We're just here padding out space.
He gave it to us in the beginning. Now he feels bad. He can't take it off us.
He did not give it to us in the beginning.
He's
you're wrong.
That
you're
we,
lying.
He's hoping that we tucker ourselves out and then it's like you guys had a good run. But let me know when you're bored. I'll give it to the dog cast. Also, I want dog cast to take off. That's
the
why
word,
I keep saying
it. The word dog cast.
Dog cast because it's a podcast about dogs and cats. Also, free advert for Pup and Fluffer. Fluff and Papa.
Floof and
very
Papa
close.
Podcast.
I only read it once. I'm very proud of myself. Mm. I'm sorry. You should check them out.
Yeah.
They'll probably be out by the time. Yeah. Check them out. It's
check
cute.
Them out.
It's about cats and dogs.
That's on That's Not Canon Productions.
Oh, is it just dogs? It's just dogs.
Just
so
dogs.
It is
and
a dog cast.
There is going to be a separate cat podcast.
What one's that called? Everyone Wants to Be a Cat.
Oh, that's
debatable.
A good name for a cat
debatable
podcast.
That's from The Aristocrats, right?
Is okay, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I've not seen The Aristocats.
I want to see the movie The Aristocrats.
And it's just a bunch of guys.
Just a bunch of guys.
Just doing business.
Yeah. The aristocrats. So Zane's given us the wrap it up. That's fair.
But we won't because we decide.
Oh, God.
No, thank you so much for listening. You can find us where you found us because you're listening to us right now.
Yeah.
But please share us around. Maybe not this one.
One got a bit weird.
This one got a bit zany at the end there.
I think maybe we're just getting a bit weird. The last one got really weird and I was like, oh, that was a bit of a fun one-off. And then this one also got a bit weird.
The one before it was actually quite weird as well.
Oh, God. Are we just weird, guys?
Yes.
Shit.
I know, right?
Okay, well, I have a theory. I'm going to try sleeping at all and having any food before we record. And maybe I'll be a bit more grounded.
I do think the pods might be playing a factor in this. You have music that you do.
I do. If you liked this song and you would like music that is hopefully better than this song.
Yeah.
I am a musician called Your Man Alex Smith. I'm on Bandcamp, Spotify, and iTunes. Hopefully by the time you listen to this, my track Tragedy will have 1,000 listens.
Hey, cool.
If it doesn't,
go give it a listen.
Go give it a listen. I really appreciate it. Give me a follow on Spotify as well. We're cool boys, hopefully. Ooh. And we'll... Oh, and we have... a show coming up. That's a while away.
That's like in a month.
While away. But check out the Good Time Boys. We're a comedy,
yeah,
comedy thing. Oh, Friends with a Genie will be up.
Hey, that's true.
James and I are in a skit called Friends with a Genie, and it's just us.
It's just us being
just us
good
hanging
pals.
Out. I had the sad realization that I really relate to Genie a lot. Very much. Just like the cold delivery of like, this is how I feel about stuff. But also like a deep caring for someone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just me in any relationship.
Go check that out. That'll be on YouTube. I don't know if you'll be able to search it. Our things are notoriously difficult to find because...
True. Well, I put Your Man Alex Smith in the tag as well.
Hey,
so it'll
be
probably
in the show notes.
Show notes!
It'll be in the show notes.
We did it.
Nailed it.
That synergy.
Nice.
I'm sorry for everything that I am. I was going to say we are, but mainly me. I'm sorry.
Hey, look. No, I'm sorry for Alex as well.
Yeah.
And
I really goofed it, everybody. I beefed it.
We did fine. We
your,
did good.
Your mic looks like a lemon. Anyway.
It does.
That's the point for me where I was like, that was self-indulgent. It's time to pull it up. It's been real. Real shitty.
Whoa.
Did you just click to turn us off? All right. Wow. Okay, so we're going to totally change the mood now. The song that we're about to listen to is called Stick Around. If you just listen to it, it's a bit of fun. Listen to it a bit closer and you realize maybe it was a poor choice. But good song. You can hear it on Spotify, Bandcamp, and iTunes. And jazz on, Noble Steed!
They're running inches deep. I can't feel the ground that's underneath my feet. I can't feel the sand between my toes. I can't feel the wind whip at my clothes. But I got this fear that only grows. When I talk, nobody knows that I can't even hear a single sound. But I'll stick around, 'cause I'm too scared to take my feet off the ground. I'm too scared to fly, yeah. If it's so easy, tell me why am I still here? What's my I see. I ask so I can spit out lines with nothing in between. What is my line? And tell me if you could please what the story is this time. Cause I'm bleeding booze and breathing smoke.
Breathing smoke, breathing smoke.
I drown out the blues with every toke.
Every toke, every toke.
Regretting words I never spoke. Cause when I try, they choke me. Am I blind? Or are the lights just down? But I'll stick around. Cause I'm too scared to take my feet off the ground. I'm too scared to fly, yeah. If it's so easy, tell me, why am I still here? Things won't be okay, no matter what they say. They lied so you'd get too attached to up and walk away. And if I could crawl out where the light is pouring in, I would do it in a second. I will face my reckoning. Cause when I jump, I will not fly. And I can't bear to see you to take my feet off the ground. I'm too scared to fly, yeah. If it's so easy, tell me, why am I still here? I'll stick around. I'll stick around. Stick around.
Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes, we're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because
relatable.
Relatable. We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.